right, episode 98, Rob. We're back.
Yeah, we've got an exciting one today to talk about. Considering your love of boy bands,
yeah,
I thought we would do, in honor of 98, an entire, it's going to be an hour long podcast.
Oh, God.
In celebration of 98 Degrees.
Okay. All
the
right.
Boy band 98 Degrees.
You're going to have to carry this for probably a solid 57 minutes.
Oh, you say
minutes.
That. Yeah. You're acting like you don't know.
Like I don't celebrate the entire catalog?
Yeah. I've seen your posters on your office wall.
All right. How many boy bands can we name? Well, 98 Degrees.
Obviously. 98 Degrees.
Right. And then you've got Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. NSYNC.
All right. Okay. NSYNC. Okay. So.
The Jackson 5.
Hold on a second here. Well, that's, I mean, wow, that was a time hop.
They were a boy band.
Just for my own clarification, 98 Degrees, we're going to say Nick Lachey, right? That's the, you know, that's the Nick Lachey band?
I think right? so.
Okay. NSYNC.
Just JT.
Is JT.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys.
AJ McLean. He was the one with the facial hair
okay.
and the tattoo. He was the bad boy.
He was the bad boy.
He was the bad boy.
I don't know anybody else from the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
I mean, I see them in my mind, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From there, I just go Spice Girls, which is not a boy band.
No.
I mean, it's a super group of ladies. So, and at one point we had a fantastic employee here who celebrated the Spice Girls. Absolutely
yeah.
in love with the Spice
yeah.
Girls.
I think you know? A lot of people were in love
yeah.
with the Spice
yeah, I mean,
Girls.
They had their moment, you know.
Yeah.
And you could say that, Sporty Spice, Victoria Beckham, still very relevant,
mm-hmm.
of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But then you time hopped all the way back to Jackson. Yeah. I mean, that's a
OG
legit.
Boy. That's an
yeah.
OG boy band.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a boy band.
But then I think contemporary, like BTK, is it BTK?
BTS?
BTS. BTK yeah. is a killer. That's a serial killer. That's different.
Okay. That sounds bad.
Yeah. I think BTS, right.
Yeah, I think it's very popular still, European, you know, sort of dance hop sort of bands and things like that,
yeah.
you know. And, you know, internationally, obviously, the South Korean sort of J-pop and whatever. But I don't feel like boy bands are as popular
No,
here,
they're not.
Right? I mean, it's not.
Well, it's not. You had the Lou Pearlman era.
Yeah, yeah. And the bad things happened with that guy.
Like, he did bad things.
Yeah,
he did
yeah.
some bad things.
Well, and he took everybody's money. I mean,
yeah.
you know, the,
Shocker,
the bad deals.
He
yeah.
managed boy bands.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, who?
Exactly. Well, and correct me if a lot of those were Mouseketeers, weren't they?
There was a Disney. I think they plucked them from Disney.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
know,
yeah, okay. Like, oh, that's a performer
yeah.
right there.
But, I mean, yeah, we manufactured this
okay.
group, and here
yeah.
we go.
Here's what I can say about 98 Degrees, and that's our 98th episode, and Nick Lachey. Is Nick Lachey lives on, especially for me, because I watch horrible reality TV shows on Netflix, which are executive produced and hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
Oh, he does a lot of hosting.
He does a lot
yeah.
of those dating shows,
yeah.
right? So
he and
Kyler and I here in the office, we were just talking about this horrible show called The Ultimatum, and it's hosted by Nick and his wife.
Okay,
know? And it's funny because it's like begrudgingly hosted by them. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't seem really
into it.
That into it, you know. So he's got that show. He's got another show. I think it was Love Is Blind. Yeah, he does the Love Is Blind, right? Then he does a whole nother show where he takes contestants from all of the other love shows and puts them all together.
Of course,
right? Called the Perfect Match, I think, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's I mean, I feel like it's just an excuse for a 3-week vacation in Panama.
Well, but
to film these things, you know.
His entree into reality TV was because he was married to Jessica Simpson.
Correct. Yeah.
And it was Nick and didn't they have they
yeah.
had a
they had the, they had a
Nick
a
and
show
Jessica,
on
or,
on
I don't know
TV.
What it was called.
I don't remember what it was called.
But
either.
Yeah, they had
yeah.
a show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, who wins?
But now he's the host. He's the
who
host
wins
of
in
all
a fight
things,
between Nick Lachey and Mario Lopez.
I can't go against AC Slater, man. I'm going Mario Lopez every day of the week.
He beats up Nick Lachey, right?
Although I can't tell you I've seen Mario Lopez in anything recent. I know he hosts Entertainment Tonight. Is that what he hosts?
He hosts a lot of things. I think he hosts. Oh no, you know who hosts America's Funniest Videos is.
I don't know, but we don't know anything. We're doing this whole podcast.
No, what are we?
We're like 5 minutes in. We don't know the answers to any of these things.
No.
This is hilarious.
Oh gosh,
Mario
I'm totally blanking on America's Funniest Videos.
I don't know.
The sitcom.
Drew Carey?
No.
He
no,
does
no,
The
no,
Price
no.
is Right. Shout out Bob Barker. R.I.P.
I'll come up with it later. Anyway,
Sick Day King. You know?
Anyway, we've gone down a crazy path. That's not really what we came here to talk about.
No, but 98 and 98 degrees, that's a funny little side hatch. The funny. Well, last time we talked about coffee for, 10 minutes for crying out loud. So you never know what you're going to get, right?
That's right.
No, we thought it would be interesting. Barbie is taking over. Mattel, Barbie, the movie made $1 billion.
Barbie World.
We've got people in our family that's seen Barbie multiple times. I went and saw Barbie. I absolutely loved it, right? And it's, I've been telling everybody, it's not what I thought it was going to be. I didn't really have any preconceived notions, but I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Well, what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a toy, right? And we've had these other really bad toy movies, right? Like, sponsored by, Battleship somehow became a movie and things like that. Right?
Well, Barney. Remember all the Barney shows and Barney TV and the dinosaur?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but was Barney a toy before that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know which one came first.
I think Barney was a toy and became a series. Ugh. But anyway.
Teletubbies, all the different things, right? Yeah. Thought everyone would get a kick out of classic board games, dude.
Classic board games.
You know, what's your favorite classic board game or anything board game related, right? Hasbro's come out and said, hey, Transformers is an unbelievable franchise that makes them a gajillion dollars. Barbie just made a gajillion dollars for Mattel. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make basically every toy in our toy line. We're going to make a movie.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, everything is going to become a movie now. Right.
Yep.
It's IP that everybody's familiar with. Right. And, it's just about what's the story we can craft around.
Yeah.
How do we do it? Or how do we modernize it or revolutionize it? Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess, without thinking about them from necessarily a movie or television perspective, right. Favorite board games? Any initial board games that come to mind?
I always loved as a kid, and it's worth noting, board games are still tremendously popular.
Oh, awesome!
I mean, they were. If you think about back in the '80s when we were growing up,
Parker Brothers.
You had so many commercials around board games.
Yeah,
I mean, so many. You Sunk My Battleship.
Yeah,
I mean, that was kind of one of those.
And then it was Electronic Talking Battleship. They just kept reinventing their own things.
Let's make a movie around Battleship.
Well, they did it, and it, I don't. Think
oh, they
it was
did.
Good. Yeah, there's a Battleship movie, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I missed that one.
Yeah, it's horrible. Of course, I watched it. Yeah, so I couldn't tell you anything about it.
No, I was a big. Back to the question. I was a big Clue. Was always
Clue.
Yeah, I loved Clue.
Okay.
I loved just because I loved the characters.
Colonel Mustard.
Yeah, there was Colonel Mustard, and you had the candlestick and the rope, and you had the library and the den and the kitchen. And
to keep the theme going, though,
and there was a movie.
Clue was a movie.
Clue was a movie. Yeah. I didn't see it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I didn't see
it. It's a great movie.
When would that have come out? I do remember that there was a movie, but I did not. I saw it. But yeah, Clue was always. I loved that one. That was one of my favorites. We were a big Candyland.
Okay. Now, Clue, did you play it as a family though? Before Candyland?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so everybody played Clue. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We would do the big ones in our house were Candyland was a big one. Chutes and Ladders.
Candyland kind of sucks. I'm just going to put that out there, dude. There's no dice.
It's not a great one. But it's a good starter.
Yeah.
It's a good starter board.
Well,
game. You can't go right to Clue.
No. Like, if you're 3 or 4 or something like that, Candyland, it gives you the premise of moving pieces on a board game. You have to, take
cards.
It's a
gateway board game.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to play it.
Chutes and Ladders is always a fun one.
Unbelievably frustrating game. That takes forever.
It can take forever.
It's like, because you got to hit it right, right? But otherwise, you got to go back and,
So. There was a Monopoly movie, too, wasn't there?
I don't know.
I think there was a Monopoly movie as well.
We are woefully unprepared for this.
Monopoly was a great one though. But speaking of games that took forever.
Monopoly took forever.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite though? What's your favorite board game? For any reason.
It's gotta be Clue.
Okay, Clue's the best.
I think it's gotta be Clue.
Yeah. So I didn't have any brothers or sisters growing up. Only child over here. So I did have a rough time on board games.
A lot of solitaire.
Yeah, we didn't.
A lot of solitaire in your house.
I would say for me, I'll give you my favorite board game that I really enjoyed playing as a kid, and then one that has sustained the last of time, and we still play today. Stratego. That's a very random one.
I remember that it exists, but I have no idea.
Stratego was my favorite board game to play with when friends came over, because it's a two-person thing. You don't need a whole bunch of people. It's a very, and it was basically like, here's my set of army men on one side, there's your set of army men on the other side, and then you have to advance and you try to find, you know, the, what's considered the king or whatever that, right? And it's just by numbers. It's just, you know, hey, the bomb layers are number 8. The S is the spy. Like, okay. You just kind of advance and you, and it's whoever has the better player wins that little skirmish or whatever that.
Gotcha.
So just a strategy game on like, where do you hide your players and where do you put like the landmines and the traps and things like that, right? So Stratego, primarily because it was a 2-person game, it was very easy to play, you know? But I would say the game that I still enjoy to this day and that we play, as a family still to this day, is Jenga.
Oh, Jenga.
Yeah. Jenga.
Okay. Well,
you know, and Jenga's, is that a board game?
That's my question.
All right. Well, like,
Board game?
Well, no, you're probably correct. It's probably not a board game, to be honest.
Dungeons and Dragons a board game?
Yes. And I did play D&D as a kid.
But that would be considered a board game?
I think so. You're rolling dice and you're...
But it's not a board.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean,
I kind of think they're board games.
It's considered an RPG, role-playing game.
Yeah.
So probably not a board game, I guess.
But
Jenga, we've got the gigantic set of Jenga.
Oh, the big, yeah.
With the huge blocks, which like, oh man, you can get that thing like 6 feet tall, if not taller. You know what I mean? Which makes the loudest crash when it falls. I mean, it is like epically loud, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm breaking the rules a little bit with Jenga, but did love Jenga. I mean,
what about Yahtzee? Did you ever play Yahtzee?
I never
My
big
grandparents
Yahtzee fan.
Loved Yahtzee.
No, that so was with the dice, right? You put the dice in
the little cup thing.
Yeah. Never got into that. Never got into Boggle.
Ooh.
You know?
I've got an obscure one.
Sorry?
Did you ever play Racco?
Racco, no. Okay. R-A-C-C-O? How do you spell
that? No, R-A-C-K-O, I believe.
Okay. All right. What was the deal there?
You had a little plastic card holder and you had to get, it was either 8 or 10 cards in numeric order.
Okay.
Okay. But they didn't have to be consecutive numbers.
Okay.
They just had to go from lowest to highest.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
And it was a series of drawing and you could trade and you could do all the things. I mean, it's a very basic game.
Yeah.
But played a lot of Racco.
I mean, again, breaking the rules here about board games. I mean, still a great family game is Uno, speaking of card
games. Uno's a great game.
I mean, Uno's a fantastic
game. Uno's a classic.
Yeah. Many versions of that. They did come out with a DOS. Have you ever played DOS?
No.
It's not good. Not good. Not a fan. Just stick with Uno, man. Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, they're trying, you know?
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Hard to beat Uno.
It's a little more complicated, a little bit more. Basically, you play it and you're thinking to yourself, why am I not just playing Uno? Like, why am I trying to something different? Yeah. So, but again, that's probably breaking the
rules. All right. What about Twister? Is Twister a board game? And B, did you ever play it?
I will say I played a lot more Twister in college than I did, growing up.
Yeah. I think I know why.
Yeah, exactly. Twister is not a board game. No, it's a party game. It's a party game.
It's a party game.
Yeah, it's a party game. It's not a board game, I don't think.
It's not a fun game.
No, I mean, I played it a few times as a kid. You know, you play it at like after school things and there, you know what I mean? Like it's one of the, you know, but like it's not, yeah, it's not a good family game night. It's far more fun as
it's
a college.
It's far more fun with college co-eds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It's a family podcast though. So, Twister. I mean, we mentioned Monopoly. I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, I'm sure.
Connect Four. Is that a board game? I mean,
No, but we play that from time to time.
We played a lot of Connect Four. Yeah,
that's a fun one.
Parcheesi?
Never played Parcheesi.
Parcheesi is a pretty good one.
Yeah, never played it. You used to play Sorry a lot, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
With your girls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we never really played Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going up and getting around. Yeah.
Yeah, there was.
Sorry is a good one.
I think for our family, anything that was too combative, you know, like, oop, I'm taking your pieces or knocking you, like.
Doesn't go well.
It's set up for some disastrous consequences, you know? So it was really just you against the board, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I will say I used to play – I had a great friend growing up, still a great friend to this day, Josh, and we used to play Life all the time, the game of Life.
Life's a pretty good one.
Yeah, Life's a fun one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's and you got your little car and you got your little pegs.
Yeah,
and then,
well, Life and certainly Monopoly had the sort of quasi – well, Monopoly definitely had the educational component. Life had a quasi-educational – oh, you just got in a car wreck and now you have to pay this and that.
Exactly.
Know? So it did have some real-world sort of circumstances.
And it told a story.
And it told a story, too, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Monopoly is a great one. I mean, that's how people first learn about real estate.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
And you had, you know, get out of jail free cards.
Yeah.
It's like they made its way into the yeah. common vernacular.
Yeah. It's,
there was absolutely a Monopoly movie. I'm going back to that.
I don't have my phone on me.
Somebody fact check me, but okay. I'm pretty certain there was.
All right. I just had another one and I lost it because of the, it went out in the ether. Oh well.
The worst is when you go back into, to play a board game and the pieces are missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not as frustrating as puzzle pieces missing. Are puzzle pieces board games? Not really.
Puzzles are not board games.
Not really.
No.
Board games.
No, that's its own.
I do love a good puzzle.
That's its own genre. So. I'm so upset now. I just spaced. I should have wrote it down. Risk. That's what I was thinking. Risk.
Oh yeah, it's a game of strategy.
That's a game I never played growing up, but I've played more as an adult. And that's a great, iPhone game too, right?
Really?
Yeah, you can just get the app or whatever like that. Better older, better as it's age.
I don't know that I've ever played Risk. Yeah.
Too complicated.
It's a wartime game.
Too complicated.
Right?
I've got three soldiers in India and I'm invading China and you got to take over continents and you get it was too complicated as a kid, you know, but hey, if I've got a little app that'll do all the math and everything for me, great. You know, just do that. So.
Right.
Yeah. But Stratego, man. I mean, do yourself a favor and look up some
Stratego.
I'll
have to look it up.
So. Mousetrap, that was a classic one.
Well, Mousetrap is great.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody loves building those.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
A little cage.
Yeah, but there's like
with the spinners and all that stuff.
Yeah, what you used to be able to buy those kits that had like not erector sets, but although I did love a good erector set.
Yeah.
But the kit where it's like, oh my gosh, now and it's a ramp and the ball's going down and doing all that, because that was Mousetrap.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like trying to build your own little Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah, yeah,
is what it is. Where the ball goes here and it goes down the little whirly whirl, it hits the knocks over the domino, which hits the thing.
Love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love that. Domino's not a game I played a lot.
Yeah, I don't even really know how to play dominoes, if we're being totally honest.
No, if I'm dealing with dominoes, I'm setting up a...
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Thing. What about, like, checkers, chess, or backgammon? What about those three?
The first two, yes. Backgammon, not really a big fan of. Mm-hmm. I do love a good old-fashioned checkers. That'll get some kids to flip the board, too. When you kick their
checkers,
ass in checkers.
Triple
yeah.
jump. Nothing
yeah,
pisses
and it's
anyone
like,
off
yeah.
like a triple jump.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, I just took three of your characters and, you know, like, or pieces, I shouldn't say characters, but, yeah, I'm a fan of checkers. Yeah, yeah, checkers is a good one. And I like chess, but I don't really have anybody to play chess with.
Yeah.
So, I don't love it that much to search it out.
Like, we've got this old, like, kind of rustic tic-tac-toe board.
Okay.
And we will play until somebody wins. And it takes
forever.
But oh, wow. Finally somebody slips up and just goes, oh, and you, I mean, you don't even have to, no one finishes the game. It's just, and then that's it.
Oh, we'll go. Come on. You got to finish.
Well, I mean, you know,
you got to put those pieces in.
Well,
you
know? Usually the person who loses gets frustrated, walks off and doesn't want to finish the game.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's fun. I mean, you know, I'd be curious to see what the next unexpected smash hit is, I guess, you know, like I wouldn't have expected Barbie to be this global phenomenon, right?
No.
But it does have a great message. We're not going into the message on this, but it's a fantastic movie.
No.
But you know, it's, hey, yeah, is, you know, Parcheesi or Backgammon or Monopoly. Well, according to you, we've already got a Monopoly movie, but like, you know, like all the different, you know, is suddenly.
I'm going to watch the Clue movie.
You should watch it. I think it's,
who's in it? Do you remember?
I think it's the guy from Rocky Horror Picture Show, isn't it? I couldn't tell you who like
Professor
Plum is and any of those people, you know, but that
would make a good, I mean, that seems like it would make a good
yeah,
movie.
And
if done correctly.
I feel like it's a late 80s, you know, lightning outside, you know,
yeah,
thunder,
flickering,
like, oh,
flickering
we're all
candelabras.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like,
we're in
all
this,
that kind of good
we're
stuff.
We're in this old mansion kind of thing going on. Yeah. You know, like, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. The lights go off. They come back on and, oh, someone's laying there dead.
Yeah, exactly.
What
exactly.
happened?
Well, and it's like, and you're holding the candlestick, you're holding the noose,
yeah.
You've got the gun.
Right.
You know, there's a scream in the other room.
Ah!
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what happens in that movie, but I do remember watching it as a kid, I feel like. So,
yeah. It's out there.
Yeah. Clue's a good one. All right. Well, maybe drop us a line and let us know what your favorite board game is.
Yeah. I know what's going to happen is we're going to walk in and be like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about blah.
Yeah. XYZ. So
anyway, board games.
Yeah.
Love them.
Drop us a line.
Let us know what you love to play.
Yeah. Where can those people drop us a line, Rob?
on the internets, of course, at mocktheagency.com or on any of the socials at mocktheagency. You will find us there. We are ready to socialize.
Yes, we are. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Coming up is 99 next time.
I know.
It's going to be a big one.
Famous 99s.
99 Luft Balloons?
No. Oh, well said.
By name the band? One word? Nina.
Nina? I wouldn't have guessed that in a million.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Okay, wow. All right, well, we'll fact check it.
Yeah, fact check it. All right. Talk to you next time.